So I don't know if it's just me, but do you notice how Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida is in the news a lot these days? It seems like every time you turn around, he's saying something stupid, doing something stupid. I mean, there's enough BS out there, you know, with Ron DeSantis to warrant breaking out the paper towels at this stage. I mean, it's starting to pile up. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about some of what's going on. And he's up for re-election. That's part of the problem. He's up for re-election more ways than one. That's part of the problem in 2 years as governor. So let's hope he doesn't get reelected. But he's also evidently got his sights on the presidency, of all things. So as if we just got rid of Trump, now we have a Trumpian copy, although it's a very faint image of what Donald Trump is. It's still a Trumpian copy that wants to be president. So to illustrate some of this, there was a meet and greet in West Palm Beach yesterday at the Hilton Hotel. And you'll hear the announcer say that, yeah, you know, it doesn't look like a lot of people were wearing masks. Nobody was wearing a mask. I don't see anybody in there that was wearing a mask at this event. So what he's trying to do is just, you know, get the ball rolling here, try to get that meet and greet thing going, you know, smiling and all that kind of stuff. So have a look at this. There's no mask that I can see.
Here to explain, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, when I arrived at the Airport Hilton in West Palm Beach this morning, one thing was apparent. Very few people were wearing masks. Now, I tweeted out this picture showing a fairly crowded room with only a few masks in sight. That's despite Palm Beach County's mask mandate. I can tell you we reached out to county leaders who told us someone reported the situation before the governor's news conference. The situation is now being investigated. We're told the Hilton would be responsible for enforcing the mask mandate, and it could face fines.
So in doing this event, he knows darn well that in West Palm Beach County, which is highly Democratic, by the way, I grew up there, he knows that in West Palm Beach County that they have a mask mandate, and he should be wearing a mask. So the whole event was set up to sort of just kind of thumb his nose at West Palm Beach and their mask mandate. No masks in sight. And not only that, but the announcer says, you know, it's up to the Hilton hotels to actually enforce the mandate that West Palm Beach, the county of West Palm Beach, has. But back in November, Ron DeSantis, in his infinite wisdom, did an executive order to where there can't be any enforcement of a mask mandate. You can't fine anybody, you can't do anything about it. So he basically made a mask mandate useless, and that's what he was doing here today, was just proving that he doesn't have to wear a mask because he's the governor, and you know what, you can't do anything about it if you wanted to. So there's so much white privilege going on with Ron DeSantis here, folks. You know, these are the same people that have got their vaccinations, they don't have anything to worry about. And by the way, even worst case, if they did happen to get it, they're just a telephone call away from getting the monoclonal antibodies that they need. So they have nothing to worry about. It costs nothing for them to walk around and not wear a mask and not encourage anybody else to wear a mask. It costs them nothing to do that. Think nothing of the person that could get sick and actually die from this. And it's so selfish what they do, you know, when they choose not to wear a mask like this. And I've been thinking about this. And folks, until we can do the basic math together and come up with the same answer, you know, we're kind of in trouble here as a nation. So as long as 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 among Democrats and Republicans, we can't move to subtraction. We can't even move to multiplication. Forget division. I mean, we've got to start being able to do the simple math together in coming up with the same answers. But this is Trumpian at its best. They don't care about the math. They don't care that it makes sense. No, they do it because it doesn't make sense, and they do it just to show their power. That's why they're not wearing masks. They don't give a rat's patootie about anybody else. I mean, that's obvious, but they're doing this just to show that they have the power, and that's what's going on here. So there's another Trumpian photo op here that I want to show you. So here we are. This is a World War II veteran. He's in his recliner. You have people behind him, the vaccinators, that want to give him the COVID-19 shot. And who do you have standing over there in the picture as well as smiling Governor DeSantis? And they went as far as to set this whole thing up on Fox News, Fox and Friends. So this isn't even a local channel that they're doing this on. This is a pure photo op just to show that he's giving someone, you know, an old veteran here, 94 years old, a COVID-19 shot. As if he's got something to do with the fact that this man is getting a COVID-19 shot. But that's what he wants you to think. So, you know, this is getting real Trumpian here, folks. And then it goes deeper. Last Tuesday, Ron DeSantis, he went even further with this. They had what they call a pop-up vaccination site. This was in Manatee County, just outside of Tampa. So this is what they call a pop-up vaccination site. The only thing about it is he restricted the candidates that can come to this vaccination site to only two zip codes. They happen to be the richest zip codes in the area in that county. They happen to be the whitest zip codes in that county. And when people raised their hands and said, you know what, this doesn't sound good because you should have opened this whole thing up to everybody in the county, but you didn't. You just made it so that these two zip codes, the demographic that you want to vote your way, you know, people that were obvious voters for Ron DeSantis, the white, rich, you should have opened this up. And when they gave him that criticism, he said this, and I quote, "If Manatee County doesn't like this, then we're totally fine with putting this in counties that want it." Well, that's interesting. He said putting this in counties, not zip codes. So why are you putting it in zip codes and not counties? I mean, the man is just, he doesn't get it. And he doesn't want to get it. He just does what he wants to do just for the hell of it. And what they should have done was they should have opened this up to everybody in the county, allowing people that are African Americans and possibly older Latino Americans. You know, these are demographics that have been kicked in the butt with COVID. They should have the opportunity to get this vaccine. But no, just two zip codes. And then he's going to take his ball and go home. If you don't like it, he's going to take all the vaccines to a county that wants it. So all of this is really showing us the power of privilege, folks. Like I said, he's had his shots. They've got their access to the best health care that money can buy. They just don't give a rat's patootie about this. Empathy for people who could get sick or who are sick, you just don't look to them. I mean, the worst thing you could hear is, "I'm a Republican and I'm here to help." Oh my God, run from that. If you hear anybody say that, "I'm a Republican and I'm here to help." No, just run. Just run. Then my favorite thing, my all-time favorite thing that he's done last week is Ron DeSantis has ordered that the flags in Florida be flown at half mast for who else? Who else but Rush Limbaugh? How Trumpian can you get? Never mind the fact that Rush Limbaugh was the biggest racist skank in history. And what he did, again, it's just, he's just thumbing his nose at everybody who's not a Republican. You don't do stuff like this that's divisive unless you want to create animosity, unless you want to be divisive, which is what he's doing. But I do have to say, folks, I'm going to miss old Rush Limbaugh. I really enjoyed making fun of him. It's like that song, "Another One Bites the Dust." How am I going to go along without you now that you're gone? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Switching to Newsmax, they did not disappoint yesterday. This actually was on Newsmax, I think, yesterday at the 7 o'clock hour. The best they could do to complain about Joe Biden was to complain about Joe Biden's dog. Now, Joe Biden's one dog is a rescue, fairly young. I think it might be 2 years old. The other one is 12, and it's a German Shepherd. How many people do you know that have been able to have a German Shepherd, a dog that big, for 12 years? They just don't live that long. So, yeah, it looks like a 12-year-old German Shepherd. I mean, when we're 100 years old, in terms of the way we look, we're not going to look so hot either. So have a look at this clip.
Did you see the dog? I want to show you something I noticed. Doesn't he look a little rough? I love dogs, but this.
I love dogs. Oh yeah, yeah. You look a little rough, you know, with your tinted hair, and your cheap ass outfit and Newsmax set to go with it.
This dog needs a bath and a comb and all kinds of love and care.
That's
I've never
rude.
Seen a dog
rude.
In the White House like this. I remember Buddy. I remember Millie. I remember lots of dogs, but not a dog who seems, I don't know. I don't know how much love and care he is getting. Let's bring in the historian.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, is that the best this guy can do? What a cheap little hit here. I mean, this is so cheap to have somebody come out and talk about somebody's dog like this that happens to be one of the oldest German Shepherds probably alive at this stage.
I'm having fun with this, obviously, but I do right. want to talk about some stuff. Craig Shirley, Reagan biographer, presidential historian.
And so you think maybe that they're going to kind of go into something else and talk about something that maybe matters a little bit, but no, he's got this so-called freaking historians here. Look at these chuckleheads just dying to go here to talk about somebody's dog that's 12 years old.
Craig, welcome back. And Doug Weed, presidential historian, former advisor to George H.W. Bush.
Chucklehead.
That's the White House where I remember Millie. Millie had like a staff and they really took care of her. Very beautiful dog. This dog looks like from the junkyard. And
no,
I
you
love
are
that
sorry.
Dog, but he looks like he's not been well cared for.
No, not at all. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Who has people on a cheap ass network to talk about somebody's dog? I mean, who schedules people to just talk about somebody's dog like this that happens to be 12 years old? He looks fine to me. Looks fine.
No, he looks very dirty and disheveled.
Wrong.
Very unlike a presidential dog like Millie or Victory or something else in the past.
Oh, come on.
In the White House.
Look at this guy. I mean, look at in his house there. So over here to his right, you know, he's got a bunch of paperwork there. And behind him, it looks like napalm bomb went off back there. Looks like somebody threw a grenade back there. I mean, these people, I mean, this is sick. This is sick here, folks. What they do at Newsmax. So some good news here for a change. We've got Dr. McCary, who's a professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. This doctor, M-A-K-A-R-Y, McCary, is predicting that we should have herd immunity with COVID, believe it or not, by April, which is hard to believe. But he's saying that because we've got 15% of Americans that have had the vaccine, and that number is rising quickly, and according to the FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, 250 million doses will be delivered by the end of March to 150 million people in the United States. Because of these things, he's saying that we should have herd immunity by April. I mean, it's just absolutely, it would be nice if it happened that way, but I have to say that I don't want to punch holes in this, but one of the doctor's claims is that the antivirus studies that are being done, they underestimate the natural immunity. And an interesting fact here, he points out that survivors of the 1918 flu epidemic were found in 2008, which is 90 years after that flu epidemic. They were found 90 years later to actually have memory cells that were still able to produce neutralizing antibodies in their systems. And that's great news. That's fantastic news. But you know, in this day and age, people are infinitely more mobile. They're traveling by airplane all over the place. So it allows these variants to maybe get a quicker foothold. And so that might diminish some of that. But I'm not going to knock it to a great extent here. I mean, that's great news. If we can get something going by April, wouldn't it be nice? I have not been in a restaurant. No kidding. Since last March, I have not been in a restaurant. I am so sick of eating takeout and whatever else I can whip up in the kitchen, and it's got to end. And April would not be too soon for me. Folks, thanks for listening, and until next time.